What happened to cause the injury?
I have no idea. Just when I was running, I felt something and we took precautionary reasons and just set me out until I got help.
Dick, when you, how did you feel you were at in terms of learning the offense at the time you got hurt? And how much did this absence hurt you in your development?
My development, off the field, as far as learning the playbook, no, it actually gave me more time to learn the playbook. The time I'm not actually out here and I'm not actually doing anything. But I think I knew majority of the playbook before I got hurt, and nothing has changed now.
Do you think you could play at Tampa Saturday?
Do I think I can? I think I can. Okay. Like I said, yeah, it all depends on how it goes. We're taking it day by day, and I lead it up to the medical staff.
Dude, this had to be a pretty serious hamstring injury for you to be out this long. Was it more than just your usual sort of pull? Was it a significant like tear or something?
No, it wasn't. It was actually, don't even think it was a pull. No. It was just being safe. We just rather be safe than sorry. Not get me back out here too early and I hurt it more. So it was just a medical thing that we just decided to do.
Dude, what do you hope to do for this offense this year?
Make plays. Make plays, create mismatches in every aspect I can.
I was just going to say, the coaches have talked about that, how you can be a mismatch problem. I mean, are you confident you can do that at this level?
At this level? I think so. I think I'm confident in the way I do things and the way I approach this football game and my preparation. I think that I could compete.
Do you feel you can be the starting back, carry the load, be the starter?
I feel like I can, but that's not my decision. The only thing I can actually control is come out here and play football every day and push my teammates. If I'm not that starting guy, just know whoever is the starting guy is the best man for the job, because we came out here, we competed. We push each other to be the best.
Wilbur Montgomery did not mention any names, but he was very disappointed that the running backs didn't come in here in better shape.
Uh-huh.
So what kind of shape were you when you got here?
What kind of shape was I in? Football shape. I think that we're in football shape. The thing that you have to understand with our coach is our coach played this game, and he's just very passionate about the way he do things and the way he did it when he was here. I mean, not when he was here, but when he was playing. He just expect more from us, and that's all. And I think his statement was just basically telling us that he expect more from us. And that's something that we took, and we're trying to give him more because he did it. And it's not like it's coming from a guy who never done it. He did it, and he know what it takes, and he just want more. That's all that was.
How much does this time away set you back in order to be ready week one?
It don't.
How can you say that when you miss so much practice?
I think every day I wake up is football. Whether it's raining, I think it really doesn't matter. It's football. I come out here, I compete, I have fun, I play football. Something I've been doing since I was a kid. So missing time is, it don't really set you back unless you don't take the right steps while you're out. If you're body gagging, not paying attention to me and doing things like that, then it set you back. But my preparation, like I said before, was something that I'm big on, and that was something that I took to the next level while I was out.
As you've kind of test drove your hamstring, when did you start opening it up, or didn't you open it up yet? Are you still kind of nursing it along a little bit?
Yeah, we going through the steps now. We haven't really opened up yet. I don't think it'll be a problem when we do. Just precautionary, we don't want to risk hurting it more. So we're just taking it step by step.
Dude, one of the draft guides mentioned that you had the hamstring. You're dealing with the hamstring issue at the combine. Is this the same thing that you've been dealing with for a while? It's popped up again?
Somewhat, yeah. Not flexible guy. I had hamstring injuries since I was in high school. But I never let it really stop me from producing it and being the player I am today.
Hey, Duke, when the story broke last week about the Browns may being interested in Ray Rice, I mean, as a group, the running back room, what was the reaction there?
I can't speak for the group. I'm not going to speak for myself. And there wasn't anything that kind of frightened me, I guess. Like I said, football, no matter who you bring in and who comes in and who already here, we're competing. At the end of the day, we're a running back room, and we all compete to make each other better. So when the news broke, it didn't really matter to me because either way it goes, I'm here competing, having fun, doing what I love. At the end of the day, the people who control that, that'll be their decision at the end of the day. But I'm just here competing.
Duke, it seems like they have big plans for you this year, you know, in terms of catching the ball out of the backfield, returning kicks, running the ball, and all those kinds of things. Do you feel that, you know, do you feel that there's, you know, that role for you, that big role for you, and also do you feel you can fulfill that role the way they expect you to, having been out for so long?
I think so. I think I can fulfill the role. I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited. The time, me being out, like I said before, it didn't really hurt me because I stayed in my playbook. I made sure I understand what I have when I have it. Just in case coach won't do anything special with me, I understood everything that I knew I needed to do. But other than that, nah, I think I can live up to it. That's my plan. I'm just going to come out here and try to show that every day.
Do you still think you'll be involved with kicks when you come back?
I think so. Kick return is actually something that I love to do, and I think that'll really help. Help my team with field position and things like that. So I think I should be involved.
Do you feel like picking up blitzes and things like that? Are those things that you might have a little bit of catching up to do on what the defense, how the defenses are trying to attack you?
Not really. I think when it comes to blocking, it's more what's in here. It don't really have much to do with being able to. It's whether you want to or you have that dog in you to do it. Mm-hmm. So I think I have it, and that's no problem to me.